now that we're kind of getting back into a little bit of a routine, a little bit of order. I just wanted to update the folks on a few items. Our city administrative office will continue to be closed to public access. All the functions out of that building are still fully operational as they have been the full time. And really, this is an attempt still to keep our staffing levels where they need to be and resilient to any positive case reported among our staff in our building that might require a quarantine. We'd like to not have a situation where, building inspections or service and finance or the administrative offices and the administrative suite upstairs where we'd all be sort of sidelined. And so in order to do that, we need this blend of work from home and work at the office. And so we'll likely continue that through a phase two of the governor's plan, which, I realize now is maybe a little bit up in the air and maybe more the governor's guidelines, but still kind of that timing and provided Finney County, follows that that model. We will keep the administrative offices closed to public access until phase three. And then even in phase three, the administrative office may have some changes. If folks are familiar with our building, in the downstairs, we've got the service and finance office at the end of the hallway. And there are occasions, particularly when major employers may have issued checks or there's a billing cycle where we may have a high rate of people that are in that billing cycle that like to pay in person. We can get a line that backs up, and it would we don't feel we can provide appropriate distancing with the line coming out of building inspections and the permits office that's with the neighborhood and development services staff. Those would end up being kind of perpendicular, and one would actually block the entryway to the building. So, we can't really change the footprint of the building at this point in time, and it was just built in such a way that it sort of creates that that problem for this type of situation. So, I think we got a pretty good system in the way we're handling submission of plans and getting permits and those types of things that would get done with neighborhood and development services. And really, there's so many ways to pay your bill. You can pay it online. You can still pay it in the drive-through. We've got a drop-off box. We've got a kiosk out front. Of course, you can mail it in. There's a lot of different ways to pay the utility bill. So we'll likely hold off on that and clear until maybe things are fully open community-wide. So that's really kind of an update on how we're handling our buildings.